Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, and this day we're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or any political campaigns?
No.
Do you work or volunteer for them?
No.
All right. So that would be a no. Okay, perfect. So thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you are definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
All right. With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right. What is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
What is your age?
81.
81, all right. So generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
No opinion.
All right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say crime and neighborhood safety, growth and overdevelopment, property insurance costs, affordable housing, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, or corruption in city government?
Hmm. Well, lots of those things, but I'd say mostly traffic congestion.
Traffic and congestion. All right. So then I'm going to read you like a very short list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
So, hi. Hi.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So again, I'm going to read you a very short list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a very favorable opinion on them, a somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also indicate that as well, please. So the first one is Daniela Levine Cava. And I can read the options again if you would like.
No. Don't know. Never heard of her.
All right. What about Frances Suarez?
Semi-negative.
All right, so would that be like a somewhat unfavorable then, maybe?
Yes.
All right, what about Christine King?
Don't know her.
Manolo Reyes?
Don't know him.
Eileen Higgins?
I'm aware of the name, but it doesn't mean anything to me.
All right, so would you say like maybe no opinion then?
Right.
All right, what about Miguel Gabella?
Don't know him.
Raquel Regalado?
Don't know her.
Damian Pardon, or Pardo?
Nope.
Jan Hardiman?
Nope.
And Joe Carollo?
I'm aware that he's crooked. That's all I know.
All right. So would you say, like, maybe somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable or no opinion?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. So if the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Joe Biden, of course.
All right. And would you say you are definitely voting for Joe Biden or probably voting for Joe Biden?
Definitely voting for Joe Biden.
All right. So when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. So I'm going to ask you just a few short, like, questions about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. And after hearing each, if you could please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no, against the measure. So the first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medicinal personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law. Does not change or immunize violations of federal law. Establishes possession and limits for personal use. Allows consistent legislation. Defines terms. Provides effective date. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against the constitutional amendment?
No.
No? All right. And would you say you are definitely voting no or probably voting no?
I would say definitely.
All right. So the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
I'm in favor of abortion. Which way would I vote?
Well, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion. That would
okay,
kind of be yes. You are
I would
in favor
yes.
of it. All right, yes in favor. All right. So would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
So there also may be a City of Miami questions on the ballot this year, and one of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost to city. And then it's like a list of things, which is previously approved timeshare residences to be
couldn't care less. So the answer is couldn't care less.
Oh, all right. Well, would you want me to kind of read the rest or just immediately?
No.
Just, like you would not vote?
Yeah.
All right, so now I'm going to give you like a short sort of specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal, and if you could please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. So the first one is allowing office space to be included. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly approve, or strongly disapprove?
Couldn't care less.
All right. What about reducing the overall amount of development?
Couldn't care less.
Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay?
Couldn't care less.
All right. And what about allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums?
Couldn't care less.
All right. So now I'm going to give you sort of a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal for like the next question. So this proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami Mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved...
Couldn't care less.
All right, well, I do have to read it still, so I can just read it even faster if you would like. So,
okay, you have to read it, read it.
Oh, all right. So the already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project had already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along the Biscayne View. And this proposal would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters have previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars would be used. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Neither one nor the other.
All right. So regardless of your position, what is one thing you like most about what you just heard?
Nothing.
All right. Nothing. All right. No worries. And what is one thing you dislike about what you just heard?
Again, nothing.
All right. So would you say you dislike nothing because this is a topic you don't really care about, or would you mind specifying why?
No, if I had to say anything, I'd say it sounds to me like they're going to get very high rents. So I'm opposed to this constant greed in Miami.
All right. Okay, but I do dislike. All right. Greed for building more infrastructure. All right, perfect. That was a really good answer. Thank you. So how would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports its Watson Harbor proposal? Oh, would it make absolutely no difference?
It makes no difference.
All right. So now I'm going to ask you just the last few questions. We're about 90% done with the survey, so I just want to thank you so much for your time. So now I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish.
All right. Take your time.
Oh, all right. So regardless of how you may feel today, for whom do you vote for in the 2020 presidential election?
Say that again.
Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom do you vote for in the 2020 presidential election?
Biden.
Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
What is the last grade of formal education you completed?
I don't know. Ninth grade, I guess. I don't know.
All right. So would that be like less than a high school diploma or like a high school graduate?
No, not a high school graduate.
All right. So, well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And have a good rest
okay.
of your day.
Take care. Bye.
Right. You too. Goodbye.